could read.
Nice job, Andrea.
Yeah, nice job. If you could read 910.
Amend towing code to allow immobilization of vehicles to give owners an opportunity to pay outstanding parking fines before a tow.
Second reading, vote only. Please call the roll.
Novick.
And I really appreciate what I think is my colleague's support of this change. As we discussed last week, many years ago, the city made a decision to tow rather than boot vehicles in order to get people to pay their back parking fines. And I think that we need to revisit that because of the point of towing is to get people to pay their back parking fines. Booting is effective in that respect as well, and towing imposes an additional $168 fee, and which I believe is unnecessary and also very stressful for people subjected to it because their car disappears. There might be valuables they have to access immediately that they can't. So I think that in this, as in other areas, we should have penalties sufficient to get people to comply with the law, but there's no need to have excessive penalties. And of course, although $168 unnecessary penalty is bad for anybody, particularly for low-income people who might have a hard time paying their back fines, period, adding an additional $168 is even more problematic. So really appreciate council's willingness to accept this change and appreciate PBOT's work to prepare for implementing it. Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Well, I appreciate Commissioner Novick you bringing this forward. I do think the boot will have an enormous impact on people who see the boot on a vehicle and think about maybe unpaid parking fines they have and will be encouraged, I think, to settle up because nobody wants to come out and find a boot on their car. Aye. Okay, the